Well, it's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. So let's get the show on the road, shall we? It's time for the carryout. This is, of course, the nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, the president is going to speak to the joint session of Congress tomorrow to outline some of his budget priorities. So far, sources say we will see a substantial increase in defense spending and a substantial decrease in non-defense spending. One area that's rumored to see a huge cut will be the Environmental Protection Agency. What's it mean? Well, it means we could finally have those diesel parties on the lake and no one could do anything about it. Yeah! So exciting. I'm going to get so much diesel in my boat. We're just gonna be a huge trail all over Lake Michigan. And there's nothing that any agency can do to stop me. It's going to be like the 80s all over again. Powerboat time. Also cuts to foreign aid, which was a rallying cry for Trump during the campaign. Time for other countries to pay their fair share. Trump sounds like the world's new stepdad, doesn't he? No, Cynthia, it's time for him to get a job and clean his room. No more handouts in this family. No more, son.
I hate you.
That was South Korea.
I hate you.
Tonight, CNN is reporting that President Trump signed off on the idea of Press Secretary Sean Spicer collecting the staff's electronic devices to be searched for leaks. It's a new random drug testing, apparently. But the idea that the president is signing off on authorities going through staff's DMs is somewhat idiotic and terrifying at the same time. I mean, how did the White House manage to survive before random phone checks? Deborah, we have a problem here. Were you watching softcore giraffe porn? No, that's a popular YouTube video. Everyone's talking. No, I'm sorry. That's softcore. You know what? You got 20 hours in solitary confinement. Hey, former President George W. Bush was on the Today Show today hawking a new book. When asked about Trump and Russia, he said, "We need answers to some of these questions." But he stopped short saying there should be a congressional investigation. And then he went on to say that we need the media because power can be a very addictive and corrosive thing. Sounds like someone who's in recovery. Tough night for the Oscars last night. Besides the biggest mess up in, say, Oscar history, they also mistakenly pictured the wrong person in the In Memoriam segment. Yep, there are at least two Janet Pattersons that work in Hollywood, and they used the wrong picture. Did someone quit at the Academy last minute and the intern stepped up and was like, "You know what, I can do this, guys. I know this. It's my time. You can count on me. I'll do the In Memoriam on my iPad, and then I'll take these envelopes." And they dropped them all over the place. A rumor has surfaced that Chicago Public Schools may end the school year early, 3 weeks early, because of funding issues. Yep, June 1st. What's it mean for your child? Well, they're going to be robbed the final 3 weeks of quality education, which is usually plopping them in front of a DVD of Stuart Little or letting them play Minecraft for 4 hours straight. What's it mean for you? Several take your kids to work days before camp starts. That's pretty much it. The Daily Herald's reporting that the end is near for the tollway plastic buckets. You know, the ones that you would loft your change at when you're rolling through an exit. Yeah, that was an art form. How fast could you go and still get that 35 cents into the plastic funnel? Anyway, they're being replaced by touchscreen machines, which in time will be covered by Suburban Band stickers. Try that touchscreen. You're like, this Blue Meanie sticker's in the way. It's not working. In weather tonight, it's official. This is the weirdest, creepiest winter of all time. No registered snowfall for the months of January and February in the Chicago area. Are you serious? It's time to get to the hardware store, buy some duct tape, some batteries, some jugs of water, because it is officially end of days. But it's such a nice end of days. So nice. In sports, all right, let's start with the Blackhawks, who may be the reason there hasn't been snow, because they are on fire. 9-1 in the month of February, now 1 point behind the division-leading Wild for the top spot in the West. It's amazing. I have a feeling we're going to be having hockey in June. Hey, they're hot. Don't look now, but maybe the Hawks are rubbing off on the new-look Bulls. Since the Taj McDermott trade, the Bulls have won 2 in a row, beating the Suns, and then the Cavs on the road. I mean, LeBron didn't play, but still, Cavs on the road. They've worked themselves up to the 6th seed in the East. And they're in shooting distance for the 5th, although they're not very good shooters, so maybe we slow our roll. Fave story over the weekend, swingman Anthony Morrow, who came over in the trade, wears number 1, and he gave it up when Twitter got all mad at him for not recognizing that number was Derrick Rose's number. And it's sacred. Seriously? The Bears just gave Lance Briggs and Charles Tillman's number to the first backup they could find off the practice squad, and we're mad at the Bulls? That's ridiculous. D. Rose is one of my faves of all time, but one MVP and three knee surgeries does not get your number hoisted to the rafters. I mean, Michael Carter-Williams wears Tony Kukoc's number. Where's the outrage? Tony won three championships.
Tony!
Come on, Bulls fans, relax. NFL Network saying the Bears will not slap the franchise tag on wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, making him a full-fledged free agent, and from all accounts, willing to let him walk. I hope they resign him, but then again, in the past 2 years, he's played less than half of the games. If this is the end, where does Alshon rank in the history of Bears wideouts? I'd say somewhere between Marty Booker and Curtis Conway, right? Maybe throw in a Wendell Davis. Somewhere in there. And in college basketball, the Wildcats did the unthinkable and choked down the stretch against Indiana on Saturday night. 9-point lead with about 2 minutes to play, something like that. The loss drops the Cats out of the top five in the Big Ten, and with two games left against Michigan and Purdue, they are not a shoe-in for their first tournament ever. It'll be interesting to watch how this team rebounds from the devastating loss from this past Saturday. It's safe to say it's already tourney time for the Wildcats. They're going to win everything now. Yes. And finally tonight, a new study says that chicken served at Subway is only about 50% chicken. Really? I could have told you that. Everyone knows that. I could have told you that. I mean, that's why I always get the crab. That's the carryout for February 27, 2017. Hey, we bought too many salt packets this week, so here's like 75 salt packets with your order. Enjoy. Right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling are here. It's Touche time, Monday nights. Looking forward to it. Also, David Zach's going to join us at the big table. And the Melman Brothers later in the show. It's jam-packed. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.